Now, I like to tell a nice story of a king in ancient era. Let's start. Who was Harishchandra? He was a king of Bansuras in ancient era of Treta Yuga. Bananas is situated in India, with a new name as Varanasi. He was famous for keeping his promise and truthfulness with tremendous sacrifice and hurdles in whole life. He was an epitome of truth and virtue in ancient Indian history. Now let's know the history of King Harishchandra, who was an ancestor of Lord Rama. Due to his commitment to sage Vishwamitra to give dakshina or donation for his Rajasuya Yajna, he gave away everything, including his wife and his son. King Harishchandra lived in Treta Yuga. He was a virtuous king, known for his good deeds. During his regime, everyone was happy and prosperous. He had a wife named Shavya, or Taramati, and a son named Ratashva. Once he was pursuing a deer in the forest. Suddenly he heard cries of a woman saying, "Save me." Hearing this, he proceeds towards the direction of sound, which in reality is an illusion created by Vainaraja, the lord of the obstacles. Actually, Vainaraja is trying to create obstacles in the meditation of sage Vishwamitra. Seeing King Harishchandra, Vainaraja possessed his body and started abusing the sage to disturb him. Due to this, Vishwamitra lost all the learning that he gained through his meditation. Sage Vishwamitra was filled with rage and anger due to this. Suddenly, the king came back to his senses and apologized for his mistake. Sage Vishwamitra told him, "O king, if you observe fully all the duties of a king, I appear before you as a brahmana, desirous of begging something. Give me my desired for gift." Harishchandra was delighted hearing this and promised to Vishwamitra to give him whatever he wants, be it silver, gold, body, life, kingdom, fortune, or any other thing. Then Vishwamitra asked him to give first donation for his Rajasuya Yajna. The king asks him what he wanted in the donation. Vishwamitra told him to give everything he has, except his own body, his wife, and his son. The king happily gave away his kingdom, his forces, and everything he had given to sage Vishwamitra, as a donation. Vishwamitra also asked him to leave the kingdom with his family, as now the kingdom does not belong to him. Vishwamitra stops him again. As he was going away from his kingdom with his wife Shavya and son Ratashva. Then, Vishwamitra stops him and demands for another donation for Rajasuya Yajna. Harishchandra told him that he has nothing to offer now, but promised him to give the donation for Rajasuya Yajna within a time of 1 month. Vishwamitra agreed and wishes him good luck for his new journey. Vishwamitra beats them with chastising rod. The citizens of his kingdom began to lament over his departure saying, "Why do you renounce us? Wherever you will be, we will go. Wherever you live, there is our happiness. Wherever you reside, there is our city. Where the king is, there is our heaven." Upon hearing this, the king, possessed by grief and compassion, stopped on the way. Seeing this, Vishwamitra gets enraged and starts beating them with chastising rod to make them go away sooner. Seeing this, five Vishwedvis, means five guardians of the directions, condemn this action of Vishwamitra. Hearing their words, sage Vishwamitra gets angry and cursed them to take birth as human beings. Although they were born as men, they will not get children, nor wives. Therefore, these five guardians deities were born as five sons of Pandavas and Draupadi in Mahabharata. This is the reason why the sons of Draupadi did not obtain wives. Harishchandra reaches Varanasi. Nearly after a month, they reach the holy city of Varanasi. But at the entrance of the city, they saw sage Vishwamitra. The sage reminded him of his promise to give him donation for his Rajasuya Yajna within 1 month. He also told him that 1 month's time is completing today. Harishchandra requests him to wait for half a day more. Vishwamitra agreed to this and told him that if Vishwamitra's demand is not fulfilled today, then Vishwamitra will curse him. Harishchandra was worried about how to give Dakshina to the sage, which he has promised, as he has nothing to give. Meanwhile, Harishchandra's wife suggested to sell her. And whatever money he gets can be used to give donation to the sage. Hearing this from his wife, Harishchandra, deprived of consciousness, fell down on the ground. Again Vishwamitra came there, and reminded Harishchandra of his promise, and warned him about the outcomes of not fulfilling his promise. Harishchandra sold his wife and son. Again his wife suggested the same. This time after some hesitation, he agrees to sell her for money. In this time, one old man came and bought the king's wife as a maid servant. In this moment, Ratashva, Harishchandra's son, started crying, seeing his mother going away from them. Then, Harishchandra's wife requested his owner to buy her son with her, so that son can be with her mother. The old man agreed to this and bought her son as well for the extra money. Immediately after this, Vishwamitra came there to the king and asked for the donation. Harishchandra gave him all the money he gets from the old man. But Vishwamitra gets angry and says that the amount of money is not enough. He told Harishchandra that a fourth of the day still remains, and he will wait till then. Immediately after the sage, a chandala came there, who was actually the deity of virtue in disguise, and offered to buy him in return for whatever amount of money he wants. Harishchandra asks him, "Who are you?" The chandala replied, "I am a chandala. I am the executioner of those that are sentenced to death and take the blankets from the corpses." Basically, a chandala is someone who deals with the disposal of corpses. But Harishchandra refused to be his servant. Harishchandra sold himself. In the meantime, Vishwamitra returns and questions the king that why he refused to be a servant of a chandala in exchange for money, which he can give as a donation to him. Harishchandra requested Vishwamitra to make him his servant. Vishwamitra agreed, but declares that if you are my servant, I make you over to this chandala for the consideration of 100 million coin. This way Vishwamitra sold King Harishchandra to the chandala in exchange for 100 million coins. The chandala used Harishchandra as an employee at his cremation ground. His job was to strip the clothes of the corpses at the cremation ground. He was instructed by the chandala to take fees for everybody cremated there. A part of the fees goes to the king, another part goes to the chandala, and the remaining is his Harishchandra's commission. Death of Harishchandra's son. Harishchandra started living in the cremation ground itself. One day he dreamed about his past life. He thought that his present condition is a result of his past sins. In his dream, he also sees his wife crying before him. One day his bewailing wife came to him with their son, who had died due to snake bite. At first, they both did not recognize each other, because of the change in appearance due to their miseries. But soon Harishchandra recognized his wife, from the tone of her lamentations, and after that his wife also recognized him. Both began to lament over the death of their son. Harishchandra thought of committing suicide. But then he realized that, if he does so without the permission of his master, he has to bear the consequences of it in his next birth. After some hesitation, he decided to devote himself to death on his son's funeral fire, irrespective of the consequences. He told his wife, "If I have practiced charities, if I have performed sacrifice, if I have pleased my spiritual guide, I shall again, in another world, be united with you and my son." The queen also decides to die in the same manner. After placing their son's dead body on the funeral pyre, they began to meditate upon the Lord Narayana, or Vishnu. In the meantime, all the gods along with Vishwamitra, headed by Dharma, arrived. Dharma, the god of righteousness, stopped him from his rash decision of devoting himself to death. Dharma told them that he is pleased with Harishchandra's forgiveness, self-control, truthfulness, and other qualities. Indra, the king of gods, told him he, his wife, and his son have acquired a place in heaven because of their good deeds. Harishchandra, his wife and his son go to heaven. Harishchandra's son is restored to life by Indra. However, he refused to go to heaven without the permission of his master, Chandala. Dharma then reveals to the king that he himself assumed the form of a Chandala. The king again refused to go to the heaven without the people of his kingdom, who laments over his departure, and are equal sharers in his merits. He requested Indra to allow the people of his kingdom to accompany him to heaven, at least for one day. Indra accepted his request. After that, Harishchandra along with his people ascends to heaven. Fight between sage Vashistha, the Ari, and sage Vishwamitra, the heron. Vashistha is the sage of Harishchandra's royal dynasty. He spent 12 years in meditation on the Ganges. After his meditation gets over, he learned about misfortunes that happened to Harishchandra and his family. Sage Vashistha gets enraged and curses Vishwamitra to be transformed into a heron, crane. In return, Vishwamitra also curses Vashistha to be transformed into a bird of species called Ari. Both with mighty strength and power fought with each other. In this time suddenly, lighting in the sky, and all angels with Lord Brahma, came down from heaven. They all appreciated to keep the promise and sacrifice of king. Then, Lord Brahma returned his son, wife, and kingdom. And finally, this fierce battle was stopped by Lord Brahma, when he restored them to their original forms. Brahma explained to Vashistha that Vishwamitra was only testing the king Harishchandra. And in this process, he had eventually helped King Harishchandra ascend to heaven. Therefore, after hearing this story of King Harishchandra, we can realize the truth and commitment with much more sacrifice has some power to reach easily the God's kingdom. I'm very fortunate to tell about an angel of God, King Harishchandra, who has shown the path of commitment, truthfulness, and tremendous sacrifice. I pray to God to make your life healthy, with full of joy and everlasting peace. I thank you all to hear my speech. Om Shanti. Goodbye.